The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this show may contain pre-recorded information.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
What time is it? Game time! What time is it?
It's showtime!
Welcome to The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, your source for big trending topics and the stories that are about to fall through the cracks. Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
Welcome. Free Speech Friday, as a couple of you have already texted me saying, yay, Freedom of Speech Friday, Greg and Paclik. Hey, Greg, what you got on your mind this morning? Greg says Joe Biden is still a traitor. 877-235-9405 is the number on how you can join the conversation. Either give us a call or send us a quick note on the Big Rock text line like Greg has already done this morning. Appreciate you spending some of your Friday as we head into the weekend. We got a good bit to cover today. Got some things that we ran out of time yesterday that we may try to go back and cover. I guess the big thing this morning is it's Friday, and Donald Trump still has not been indicted or arrested, as he had suggested last weekend he would be by this past Tuesday. Reports of chaos in District Attorney Bragg's office are still being given as the reason no further action has been taken. They're just not quite sure what to do, it seems. In fact, it's even being suggested by some that there never was a plan to arrest Trump. And it looks like them, some may try to say that this was just something that Trump promoted for the publicity. A spokesperson for Trump told the Epoch Times that he has received no special information about a possible indictment and suggested the former president was reacting to publicly available reporting that cited anonymous reports. This so-called court source told multiple news outlets last Friday that Trump could be indicted soon in connection to this case where hush money was paid to Stormy Daniels during the 2016 campaign. The Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, fired back at the House Republicans yesterday, who had sent over a letter seeking to probe his reported case against the former president, offering the first public response to the claim. Bragg's office said, quote, "Your letter dated March 20th, in contrast, is an unprecedented inquiry into a pending local prosecution." Bragg's office wrote to the House Judiciary Republicans who had signed the letter, which was posted online by multiple news outlets. It said that the GOP's letter only came after Donald Trump created a false expectation that he would be arrested the next day, and his lawyers reportedly urged you to intervene. Neither fact is a legitimate basis for congressional inquiry. Basically saying, hey, I'm not going to respond to your request. So we'll see. We'll see where this leads. A lot of other things going on this week as well. Representative Tom Tiffany yesterday, he is, you really don't hear much out of him. He's a Republican from Wisconsin. Sparked outrage from his Democrat colleagues yesterday when he kind of sneaked a loaded question in. This was at a hearing on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And he asked why Hunter Biden had not been charged with allegedly lying on a gun transaction form. It's a good question, and we're going to explore the answer this morning at the hearing titled ATF's Assault on the Second Amendment. When is enough enough? Tiffany asked Rob Wilcox, Senior Director of Policy for Everytown for Gun Safety, about an incident related to a firearm purchase by Hunter Biden in 2018. And I got to tell you, Representative Tiffany set this up perfectly.
If a person lies on Form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs, you can get between 5 to 10 years for that. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
No, I believe Congress changed the sentence last Congress.
What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Okay, who do we talk to see why this case is not being prosecuted? I mean, he said very clearly in his book that he used drugs, he had at least a gun.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
State your point of order.
Totally irrelevant and not germane to this proceeding.
He's got his 5 minutes. Go ahead, continue.
It's not a court of law.
Okay, so I understand why you do not want Mr. Wilcox to answer that question. It's very clear why you don't want, because there's a dual system of justice in America. That's what's going on right now, and everybody's talking about it across America. There's two standards of justice that are going on.
Is that not classic? If you could have seen the video and seen this guy's face, Rob Wilcox, when he was asked the question, because it just came out of the blue. He had no idea and was not prepared to be questioned on Hunter Biden. And when the representative set this up, saying, well, you know, it's a maximum of 10 years, and the guy corrected him. Oh, no, Congressman, it's actually 15 years. I mean, it's just classic. We'll get into more of the details on that in just a minute. Another moment yesterday, a senior Biden-appointed Pentagon official, let me warn you up front, when you hear this whole story, it's going to frustrate you. So if you don't want to be frustrated this morning, you might hold your finger over your ear for just a minute. No, don't do that. You got to hear this. A senior Biden Pentagon official, Gil Cisneros, was forced to read and explain a divisive statement against white people from one of his employees in a grilling hearing at the House Armed Services Committee yesterday. Cisneros is the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. Now, understand personnel. That means he oversees employees of the Pentagon. He's responsible for determining the outcome of a probe into a former DEI chief, Calissa Wing. Now, you know, DEI means diversity, equity, and inclusion, and Biden signed an executive order last year requiring every major agency of his government to hire a DEI officer. We are wasting millions of dollars paying these people who are not even qualified, for that matter, for these very cushy jobs. And this lady, Calissa Wing, is exactly what you think a diversity, equity, and inclusion chief would be. She is so far left. She is such a radical. And she's playing this role in our Department of Defense, their schools particularly. So back last September, some of her radical beliefs and some books that she had written, she's actually written books about defunding police, about systemic racism, and about diversity, equity, and inclusion. She is far out there. And she doesn't mind promoting this at meetings involving the Defense Department. She plugs her own books, which is against law. Evidently, she has convinced them to buy some of her books to put in the Department of Defense education system, which, again, should be against the law. And nothing's been done to her. Well, this investigation started last September when members of Congress got reports from her and about her actions. Representative Stefanik yesterday pressed Cisneros to admit that Calissa Wing's actions as the diversity, equity, inclusion chief were totally inappropriate.
Have you read Calissa Wing's books titled What is White Privilege? What does it mean to defund the police? What is the Black Lives Matter movement? Have you read those books?
I have not read those books.
Are you aware, however, that those books are in DoDEA K-12 schools throughout the country?
I do not know. I can't say with certainty. I do not know that they are in those libraries at all, or if they have been, or if they are now.
Well, they are. Do you think that's appropriate?
I don't know for a fact that they are.
They are. I'm telling you they are. That's why I asked you the question. You should know. You're a DoD official. I'm informing you. You should know the answer that they are available.
Well,
And one reason you should know that is because in her own presentation as a DoD employee at a DoDEA summit, she stated, quote, my passion work is dismantling disparate discipline systems, and I am hugely passionate about dismantling the school-to-prison pipeline. I've written a book, Promises and Possibilities, Dismantling the School-to-Prison Pipeline, shameless plug. That's her words, end quote. So while conducting her official duties as a DoDEA employee, she advertised not only her personal social media accounts, which included this tweet, her personal websites, but she advertised her personal books. Are you aware that this is illegal for DoD employees to advertise and promote their personal books, that they will profit off of those sales?
Again, this was a book that she wrote in a personal matter. It was on her personal tweet, I guess, from what I understand.
No, it wasn't on a personal tweet.
Saying?
It was at a DoD summit. In her capacity presenting as a DoD official, she promoted her book. And in fact, she stated this is a shameless plug for her book. Is that illegal? And is that appropriate?
I don't know who she was talking to or what the summer was. I'm not aware with that, but I can look into it and I'll get back to you.
You seem to not know a lot of what's happening in the department. You seem to be inappropriate. So my expectation is that we'll continue educating you on what's happening in the Biden administration Department of Defense, but this is absolutely unacceptable. We expect that report, and I will take it as a result that we delivered, making sure that she should have been fired completely, but she was at least moved somewhere else, not dealing with our kids' educational system.
Yeah, let's just move her around. I mean, someone like that, there's got to be another spot in the DoD where we can place her. Because we're afraid to fire. Because if we fire, she's going to sue us. That's basically the situation here. That the Department of Defense is stuck with her. They hired her not too long ago, back last year, and now they're afraid to fire. There's more on this as well. Tucker Carlson kind of dug in a little bit deeper on this lady as well. 877-235-9405. It is Free Speech Friday.
Free Speech Friday!
It's time for your voice to be heard. Call or text now at 877-235-9405.
Whatever's on your mind, I am all ears on this beautiful Friday. 877-235-9405. It's 617.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
Hey, when it comes to firearms here in the upstate, whether it's purchasing a new one or getting the training that you need to safely own and operate one, there's no one I trust more and CNC Indoor Range, the Morning Answer's premier gun shop. You're not going to find a more experienced or knowledgeable team. Blythe and Leslie Harrell grew up in the area. They take a very hands-on approach to ownership. And all their staff have extensive knowledge of firearms. They love what they do, and it shows. When you walk in, you know that you're in a place that is passionate about the shooting sports. If you're a first-time gun owner, they want you to be confident and to be able to safely fire your new gun. That's why they have their two-hour firearms introductory course. It covers all the basics of handgun fundamentals. Even if you're not brand new to shooting, maybe you just want a refresher course, the FITS class is great for you. It's part classroom, and it's part time on the range. And if you're looking to buy a new gun, their staff takes time to listen to you. They ask you questions because they want to be able to match you with the best firearm for your needs. It's not like shopping at one of the big box stores. Nothing at CNC Indoor Range is like being at one of the big box stores, I promise you. You get the personal attention. They truly are customer-focused. Stop by the Morning Answers Premier Gun Shop. Maybe run over the weekend, spend some time on the range. CNC Indoor Range. Check out their website, ccindoorrange.com. Click on the training tab and see all the available training that's coming up. ccindoorrange.com. It's 19 past the hour.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the Trump situation.
President Trump isn't being charged with a crime by a grand jury because he committed it. He's being targeted and charged because he's the leader of the opposition, who was the president and may be the president again. And he represents a threat to their uniparty corruption.
Get the right answer with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, weeknights at 9 on 94.5. The Answer.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other grocery store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag.
The best interior designers in the upstate know that all of their best projects are done with integrity. That's because having integrity means doing the job the right way the first time. It means offering the best products at the best prices. It means putting their clients' needs first. That's why the premier designers choose to work with Integrity Blinds and Shutters.
I'm Sandra Cannon with Sandra Cannon Interior Design, and working with Jeff and his team at Integrity Blinds and Shutters has been a fantastic experience. They're not only knowledgeable and great at what they do, they're always responsive and transparent throughout the entire design process. I can't recommend working with them enough.
I'm Jeff Brannon, owner of Integrity Blinds and Shutters, and I founded my company with this mission: to be honest and professional, provide high quality products, and to always stand behind our installations.
That's why the premier designers choose to work with Integrity Blinds and Shutters. Schedule your free in-home consultation online at integrityshutters.com. Integrity, it's not just a name, it's a way of doing business.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company for nearly six decades, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installations, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
All investing involves risk, so invest wisely. The average 401k plan is down 20% from a year ago. With inflation, interest rate hikes, market volatility, and a looming recession, hope is no way to build a road to retirement. But what if you had one of the nation's leading financial firms behind your retirement? One who knew the ins and outs of retirement income strategies, how to leverage them, and how to help you preserve and grow the capital you've worked hard for, all while minimizing tax liabilities and boosting your retirement income up to 33%. It all starts with our free book, Guarantee Your Retirement. Nearly 15 million people have contacted us about our retirement strategies, and for this free book with our step-by-step method for boosting retirement income up to 33%. For your free copy, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
Welcome back to the Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
6:24 on this Friday. Text or on the Big Rock text line for all your natural stone and hardscape needs. Visit GoBigRock.com. Joey, isn't it fun watching Donald Trump work? He used the left's own tactics to get ahead of them in New York. Again, Trump is playing chess and Democrats are playing go fish. It is going to be interesting if we find out that this whole thing of an indictment and arrest is something that Trump kind of toyed with the New York DA with.
I thought you were going to say that he trumped it up.
Trumped up the charges. trumped up the charges. It is going to be interesting if we eventually learn. And the thing is, we will probably never learn that. We'll never know what was really happening because Bragg, I think, has so much egg on his face now. He wants his. I'm not so sure he just doesn't want it to go away. He'd love to just be able to close this chapter and never have to say anything else about it again. Right?
Could he be that lucky?
No.
No.
I mean, Trump may still turn himself in.
He just shows up.
Yes, he still could just show up. Demanding justice.
I brought my own cuffs.
Yes. Dennis in Rail, Georgia. Good morning, Joey. And in celebration of Free Speech Friday, I'll tell you that I've listened all week to your show. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you for tuning in. We'd love to get text messages from Rail, Georgia. And Dennis, I did hope you're listening. I have encouraged Mike Lindell to do your slippers version for a hunting boots. So we'll see. Dennis says, I've listened to you all week. You know what I have to say about the Biden administration and the two-tier justice system, the ATF, the DOD, letting all of this go to hell. They all need to be fired, run out of town. We need President Trump. That's my Free Speech Friday. Loud and clear, Dennis. We got you. Texter in relationship to this Biden administration official, the diversity, equity, inclusion officer, actually chief. I got to get this right. She's a chief with the Department of Defense. Texter says, move her to the janitor's position. I mean, seriously, you know, it frustrates me, first off, to learn what this lady was doing. It's even more frustrating to know that dummy Joe Biden is requiring all agencies to have a diversity, equity, inclusion chief, and there are probably a lot of them just like her, and that our hard-earned tax dollars are paying for this. This Calissa Wing, and I promise you, all you have to do is see a photo of her, and it'll tell you a lot about her. The photo I saw, she was speaking to a group, and she had this rainbow-colored T-shirt on and this, like, rainbow-colored thing in her hair. And you knew just by seeing that what her message was going to be. But after what we heard yesterday in this testimony and the questions, even though Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, Gil Cisneros, admitted that what she had tweeted was inappropriate, shouldn't have happened, the Pentagon says it's still not going to issue disciplinary action. They just reassigned her, put her someplace else. And again, I would argue that they did that because they're afraid to fire. They're afraid that she's going to sue them. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Free Speech Friday. Whatever you want to talk about today. You got a topic that we haven't covered this week, call option one. Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk. Option two, just leave a quick message. And, of course, your comments on the Big Rock text line are welcome. Say, are you thinking about maybe headed out this weekend to buy a new mattress? Is that mattress that you have just worn out, or it's just not giving you the support you need and you're not sleeping well? And you're wondering, where do I start? There's a lot of commercials out there, high pressure sales about mattresses, and what's best for you. Well, let me encourage you to visit our friends at Relax the Back, because they understand the journey that leads to a new bed, and they can help you feel good, not only about your bed, but about the decision of buying that particular bed. Let them fit you for the perfect mattress, because buying a mattress is more than just walking in the big box store and just picking one out. If you go to the Relax the Back, Ashley and her team will give you a free sleep assessment. They'll review your body's pressure points, and they'll recommend the mattress with the best support just for you. And I got to tell you, sleep is essential to all of us. And I know how my bed from Relax the Back has helped my sleep over the past couple of years now. I get less interrupted sleep. I wake up feeling more energized, more refreshed. They have all the brands that you trust, like Tempur-Pedic. It's now on sale during Relax the Back Spring Sale. You can put it in the zero gravity position, and I promise you it's going to help any back pain you may have. Peg was having some back pain not long ago. She started sleeping in the zero gravity position. It is taking care of that. She loves the Tempur-Pedic mattress that we have. You will too. And I promise you, you're going to get the best night's sleep you've ever gotten. If you're like many Americans, you need a healthier night's sleep. Visit Relax the Back. Take the first step to better recovery. Relax the Back at the Shops in Green Ridge on Woodruff Road. That's right behind P.F. Chang's. It's 6:31 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.